Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. So it's Tuesday morning, and today I thought we would chat a little bit about acceptance and surrender. The mind's quite tricky. The mind's very good at escaping, and when we find ourselves in a position where we could potentially surrender, perhaps feeling a bit more vulnerable, having to accept feelings, thoughts that are uncomfortable, we will often find a way out of that. Sometimes that's justified, it's even appropriate. At other times, actually, there's real benefit in being present with those. And as I was thinking through this, I was thinking back to a flight I took with my family. We live in LA, but most of our family are back in the UK, where we come from. And we had two young children. We still have two young children, but they were even younger at the time. The little one was just a baby. Our eldest was a toddler. It's a 10-hour flight, as anyone with kids will know. 10 hours, and they were waking hours as well, which in a way is worse, because when half of it's sleeping, it's actually not too bad. But waking hours is challenging, especially around the toddling stage, where they're old enough to want to get up and move around a lot, but they're not quite old enough to just sit and do something, not even watch TV or anything like that. We were getting ready to take off, and I mean, he literally wouldn't stay in his seat. He just kept undoing his seatbelt and getting up and running off. And then once we were in the air, he just kept getting up and running around. We realized he would either be at the front of the plane, opening up all of the cabinets and cupboards and things like that, driving the cabin crew crazy. Or if we tried to restrain him and put him in his seat, he would just start screaming and drive all the passengers crazy. So we found ourselves in an enclosed situation where there was no way to escape. We were either going to drive the cabin crew crazy or the rest of the passengers crazy. But we found ourselves in a situation where, as parents, there was really nowhere to go. It was deeply uncomfortable. And we could feel, you know, when you just feel people's eyes like burning into the back of your head. But there was something in it, actually. There was something really kind of valuable. To begin with, it felt so intense. But as the time went on and it was clear that he just wasn't going to settle down, he kind of just had to give into it. And in giving into it, it didn't change the situation, but it did start to feel different. And I feel like very often in life, we don't really leave the door open to acceptance. It's like the last thing we want to do in life is to accept that the situation is difficult, that maybe there's nothing we can do to change it. But as soon as we do that, even if you just crack open the door a little bit, it starts to feel different. You have to be comfortable with a degree of discomfort, and you have to be comfortable, it's applying courage, for want of a better word. But sometimes life will actually force us into these situations where we have no choice. That's a valuable thing. We should pay attention to those things. But there are other times where we can create those conditions ourselves, where we can consciously choose. When something uncomfortable arises in the mind, a situation in our life, a situation in our environment, rather than running away from it, actually stopping to notice how that feels and seeing how that changes our relationship and our perspective with the world. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London Heathrow's Terminal 5. The local time here is 5 hours ahead of the Washington area, and it is approaching 5:06 in the morning. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the fastened seatbelt signs have been switched off.
Hi everyone, it's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.